This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. Getting ready to get back to work, I'm sure, with a short week. A lot of people going back to school. Kate Delaney, broadcasting from an undisclosed location in beautiful Buffalo, New York. Beautiful is the optimum word, though, because supposedly in Buffalo, they have had no bloody rain forever. But the second I got off the plane, it was raining. Not raining cats and dogs, though, like the floods that we've been talking about, sadly, and some of the places in the United States lately, whether it's Kentucky or it's Texas, or we're talking about Mississippi, or one of many regions that have been really walloped by massive walls of flooding because of the amounts of rain that are coming down. Actually, it was quite pleasant. Buffalo, just for your knowledge, is the second most populous city in the United States of America, no, of New York. Trick question. That's a trick question for you for a future trivia that we'll do here on the show. But it is the second most populous, seriously, in the state of New York. It's really been interesting and fascinating to have a chance to kind of get a tour of downtown Buffalo. And, of course, I'm going to go across the border into Canada to see, for the first time ever in my life, Niagara Falls and the beauty of it that I supposedly hear about from the Canadian side and what's it like to cross over. I'll have certainly more on that for you. But it is really a neat, neat city with a lot of history, that's for sure. And I'll bring some of that to you in the next upcoming week, some of the things that I've been able to see and whatnot. But maybe you were spending it someplace else as well, and your Labor Day was relaxing. Maybe you were doing something of a touring nature, or perhaps you were out in the sun just having fun with your family, whatever it is. But here we go again as we start yet another week. Starting an interesting week is Liz Truss. Do you know who she is? She is Britain's next prime minister. She won 57% of the Tory membership vote. And her big thing was, I promise a bold plan, supposedly to cut taxes and tackle the energy crisis that they're facing in the UK. So all eyes on Liz Truss. It's interesting because I was just reading something the other day. The UK pound is the lowest level that it's been since 1985. And as you know, there are many people that joined us on the show over the last probably 2 years from various parts of the UK, and we have had some conversations about that. So just think about that for a second. So Truss wins the race to lead the Conservative Party and becomes Britain's next prime minister, and this is obviously something very serious that will have to be tackled in the UK. All right, closer to home, there's been seriously a lot of conversation about the weather, and we know why, because we're on hurricane watch. As you know, I moved my operation from Texas to the great state of Florida just in time for hurricane season. All the Floridians keep telling me, oh, it's been too quiet, it's been too quiet. And it looks like anything that's forming right now is not headed toward Florida. And there are no, see, it's so weird. You look at these models and there's nothing about direct hits or anything like that, but that's how hurricanes roll out. Do they become tropical storms and get bigger? One just dissipated. We've been talking specifically about five potential hurricanes, and we haven't seen any of that develop yet, and of course we'll keep you up to date on it. You know how I like to roll here, especially on a holiday show, with some fun facts. I'm a freak when it comes to the Titanic, and I just also came across something about the Titanic is 2.4 miles below the surface, right? And so the recent expeditions that they have, because these things haven't stopped, you know that. We're all fascinated by it, and they've got some incredible new footage that really shows you the Titanic like we haven't seen it before. And I mean, you can look this up anywhere, go to YouTube, whatever, just look under 8K video of the RMS Titanic and you'll see it, because we're talking about a resolution of 8,000 pixels. So to give you an idea of what that would mean, it's twice as clear as a 4K TV. So it means that you can see some amazing detail and color in what is the latest exploration of, you know, a 110-year-old shipwreck. And this video, it's fascinating. It was captured by somebody that we've talked to before in the past, somebody from these expeditions. It's Ocean Gate Expeditions, and if you go to their site, you'll see it too. So again, it's 2.4 miles below the surface of the North Atlantic, which is about 400 nautical miles from Newfoundland, Canada, just to give you that idea of the location. But the thing that's really cool is not all of that. It's just to think about 1912, what happened when it famously sank. And let's face it, again, all the fascination with the Titanic over the years, the Broadway play, the songs that have been written, of course, the big movie, The Titanic, with Leonardo DiCaprio and my girl Kate. So, you know, go and look at those. Go and look at this video, because if you're like me and you are fascinated by it, it'll blow you away. The detail is absolutely, I mean, absolutely mind-boggling, no doubt about it. This is a very strange story. In fact, when I told the Hubs about this, he thought I was saying it incorrectly. He thought the facts were incorrect, but it's true. An internet company has launched a 25-gigabyte community-wide service, and ready for this, Chattanooga, Tennessee. I know we have people listening there. They say it's the first of its kind, first of this kind of network in the U.S., and it's the fastest community-wide internet service in the nation. So what does that mean? Upload-download speeds, 25 gigabytes per second is the key thing. It will not come cheaply. If you get this in a residence, it will cost you $1,500 a month. $1,500 a month. Now, if you have a commercial service, a commercial business, $12,500. I happen to be, and it's an undisclosed location in Buffalo, but staying with one of my wealthier friends, and she thinks that's a drop in the bucket, that $1,500, because she's got the need for speed as she travels overseas, etc. And I have a feeling she might figure out a way where she can get a hold of this internet, and so we'll see how that all works. But seriously, we'll have somebody on from Chattanooga, because I want to see what that's like. That is some fast, fast services. So, you know, if you're attending a conference, let's say, at the Chattanooga Convention Center, What would it be like? You think it's a crowded venue, you can't get a signal, it's the worst thing, you can't get out, blah, blah, blah. You'll be able to get that sucker up in no time. I mean, seriously, with what they're talking about, what they're providing there. So it's EPB, and they say the other part of this, it comes with symmetrical upload and download speed. So just to cut through the nonsense with that, it means users will be able to download and upload high-resolution pictures and videos without any snags whatsoever. All right, and a couple of shout-outs to some of my favorites that I've met here in Buffalo, and that would be the Murph and Lady K. Stay with us. Big show coming up next.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today. Wow, so excited to take you to what he described to me off the air as a hot, hot Cape Town, South Africa. His book is hot. Freddie Van Rensburg has written a book called Life and On, a 12-step guide for non-addicts. And I told him that this book just jumped out at me because so many people who aren't, let's say they describe themselves as not addicts, really wish they could get to that that fountain of knowledge that helps them propel them with the things that they're struggling with. So he's going to tell us all about gratitude and things that we can do and a lot of amazing things that he talks about in this book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And so why did you write this book?
So I have a history of addiction. I identify as a drug addict and an alcoholic. And I realized when I came into recovery 12 years ago that the reason why I gave my life over to drugs and alcohol was because I struggled to live life. I didn't know what the answers to life were. So I rather just escaped. And coming into recovery and starting to work the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, I discovered that the program, the 12-step program, is a designed for living program, and it taught me how to live. I use the example in the book that I believe when we're born, we are issued with a manual kind of called How to Live Life for Dummies. But when my How to Live Life for Dummies was issued to me, it was issued to me in Chinese, and I couldn't speak Chinese. So when everybody around me could consult their guides and live life, I couldn't. And then when I came into recovery and I started working the 12 steps, it was as if the 12 steps taught me how to speak Chinese. And the longer I'm in recovery, the better I speak Chinese, and the better I can consult my How to Live Life manual, and the better my life is.
Wow. So I like your analogy of you couldn't do it, and then you do it. So what are some of the things that you talk about in the book that can be helpful to people that are listening right now?
The realization that there is hardly... I've discovered that there's hardly an aspect of my life that I struggle with, that I somehow cannot address by using the 12 steps. The most important thing for me is that I have to realize that when I struggle with something, let's call it self-pity or victimhood. If I struggle with those things and I go through it off today, I need to find the root cause. I need to find out what is it that causes me to feel that way. And this book guides you through a process, especially from step 4 to step end of step 7, on finding why do we react to life in the way we do. And in step 7, we end with literally two columns. On the one column, we have what are the causes of why we react to life in a certain way. In the right-hand column, we end with this is the appropriate way that we can deal with that. And I've discovered that whenever I struggle with a day of feeling sorry for myself, being self-piteous, being in victimhood, it really helps me to connect with a gratitude. Freddie, look at what you have. Focus on what you have instead of what you don't have. And that makes all the difference. And suddenly I can look at life differently. I literally take off my reaction glasses and I put my response glasses on and I see life differently.
Wow. Just thinking about that and thinking how that can help so many people. For you, do you think that what it is with most of us is that we have this whole idea of we're victims? It's somebody verbally abused us, or I don't fit in, or whatever it is, that whole carrying that weight of victimhood?
Yes. Yes, Kate, what I've discovered more and more, and my incredible interest at this stage is looking at our childhoods, is looking at the belief systems we grew up with, and very often we grow up in families that we don't feel loved and cared for. Our primary caregivers don't show up for us in the way that they need to show up for us as children. And we carry the belief systems that we built from there. Like my belief system was, my primary caregivers aren't listening to me, they don't hear me, they don't see me. And that made me feel terribly sorry for myself and believing that the world is unsafe. So coming into a program and working through my book, I realized that I can show up for myself as an adult, and I can show up for my child as an adult and reparent my child and therefore live the life that I want and not the life as of a five-year-old who was used to look at life. I can learn to look at life differently by addressing those issues.
And it's so interesting talking about how you can look at life. What do you hope people take away from reading your very powerful book, Life Anon, a 12-step guide for non-addicts?
Most important thing, and this is going to sound harsh, I'm going to say that pain is inevitable. We all go through pain. We all experience pain and discomfort and dis-ease in our lives. But suffering is a choice. So Life Anon is a book that can take us to identify the pain, but to not live in the suffering. We don't have to suffer. There's an answer. And an answer to that suffering is a book called Life Anon.
For you, after writing this, does this make you want to do another one? Will you do another book?
I already have a third book in mind. And I've written a first book, and that is called The First Layer, Work Through the 12 Steps in 21 Days. So that's already out in the market. And then Life Anon is number 2. And then there's a third book, which is kind of a photo book of inspiration and motivation from other people that walked the same path as I did, who also found a new way of life. And then hopefully there will be a fourth book based on the second book, based on Life Anon, where I want to do a book of daily meditations. So all of that is in the head at the moment. It just has to come out on the paper.
I love that it's in the head at the moment. Freddie, so delightful to talk to you. And I want to mention this because I think this is big. What is really cool about your book is you can read it, you can absorb it, you can pick it up at any place, but also you can be a participant because it's a workbook. You've got spaces for people. And why did you do that?
It's literally a question of, I wanted people to be able to go as deep as they want to go. So if you want to see if this thing can work for you, read the book. if you read the book and think this can work for me, then you can engage with the questions and you can actually sit down and write the answers. I actually suggest in the book that you get a friend and work through the book with a friend, and you listen to each other's answers and share insight on that, which is what we call in Pastor Fellowships kind of sponsorship. And that will just make that the journey deeper and the growth exponentially more.
I love it. This book is so fascinating, and the title is absolutely brilliant. Life and On, a 12-Step Guide for Non-Addicts. Freddie Van Rensburg, thank you so much for coming on. And oh, by the way, so what do you do in Cape Town when you're hot, hot, hot?
to earn a living, I work as a counselor. But most of the time, I try to sit out in the garden where it's cool as much as possible and play with my four cats.
I love it. Four cats. There's something about somebody having four cats. Cats are wonderful. They're such loving, loving creatures. Freddie, I think this is great, this book, and the fact that you're writing. Keep inspiring, and thank you for coming on the show.
Freddie is so funny. I love his sense of humor, and he unabashedly tells you, and he should, everything that's happened to him and Life Anon, taking the spiritual program of Alcoholics Anonymous for non-addicts. I've had people tell me they wish they had a program they could go to that was for non-addicts. So he has the book that's for non-addicts because it's worked so well, the program, the 12 steps, all of that. And the idea that we don't have to go through life and suffer because of something that happened in our childhood, because of the way we were programmed, and just being able, you know, coming out of isolation and what the commonality is for so many people, and thinking about what we all at some point will have to deal with, the loss of someone we love, the maybe unexpected diagnosis, something that happens at work when you're, which I say all the time, when you're blindsided. Nobody wants to be blindsided. It's the worst. But that's what happens. Life is a roller coaster. So this book, to me, what he's done and how he takes you through the process, and how you can also fill in whatever you want to fill in and practice gratitude and think about the gifts that you can give yourself instead of beating yourself up and suffering needlessly. Life is so short. It's like that bumper sticker, life is so short. So he really has addressed something I think that is incredibly valuable, especially by flipping around that equation. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
You know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Donald Trump gets his request for a special master granted. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon made the decision on Monday. The special master will review documents seized at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate by the FBI. The decision from Cannon, a Trump appointee, also halted the Justice Department's use of the docs for investigative purposes. One of the suspects in the deadliest attack in Canadian history has been found dead. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan says injuries that 31-year-old Damian Sanderson suffered were not self-inflicted. They are looking for his 30-year-old brother, Miles Sanderson, who they believe is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. 10 people were killed and 18 others were injured in Sunday's attack. The mission to reach several people unaccounted for after a plane crash will shift to a new phase.
Rescue efforts are being called off for 9 people still.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My favorite things I did when I went to Ireland was learn everything I could about Bram Stoker. He is, of course, the author of Dracula, the Gothic horror novel, and introduced me to my love of vampires. And the Irish author had quite an impact on so many things, certainly on Ireland and its people, and what an interesting life he led. What a thrill it is to be joined by Dacre Stoker, who is the great-grandnephew of that Irishman I just spoke of, and what a perfect time to have him on, as so many people are getting ready for Halloween, including the Delaneys. So, Dacre, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me. It's always a big week in the Stoker family leading up to the Halloween, sort of like our own private Super Bowl party.
I love that. So, you know, I'm sure you heard so many stories growing up. Was there one story that stood out to you or stuck in your head?
Oh, yeah, a little embarrassed to say it, okay, but growing up in Montreal, you know, trick-or-treaters, all my friends, you know, a week before Halloween, they say, oh, what's going to happen at the Stoker household? Are you going to take our blood or give us candy? Ha, ha, ha. As if they're coming to the Munsters or the Addams Family house, you know.
I love it. So, you know, his story and how he wrote his story was fascinating to me, because how do you come up with Dracula? How did he come up with that character? What inspired him to write it?
Well, I mean, this has been 15 years of my life trying to figure this out. Many people, it had been 5 or 6 biographies. You know, he didn't leave us many clues. There's a set of notes, his research notes in the Rosenbach Museum in Philadelphia. There's a TypeScript that Paul Allen, the Microsoft co-founder, owns in Seattle, Washington. And just recently, we've actually found in the London Library the actual books that he used for his research, because he listed them in the back of his notes, with notes in the margins. So it's been like this, you know, Indiana Jones trail for me, traveling around the world, putting these clues together, because he didn't write an autobiography. He gave one interview only to Jane Stoddard in the British Weekly just a couple of months after Dracula came out, when she asked, you know, where did you get this idea, where did it come from? So most of it is connecting the dots, or as I say, putting the puzzle together. And I'm convinced that so much of it is his Irish upbringing. You know, as we know, Ireland is the home of Halloween, and I quickly add, yes, and the birthplace of Dracula, because with the rich history, as you well know, about folklore that includes banshees and changelings and pukas and fairies, this is you know, really gothic, great gothic fodder for books. It's not the little happy-go-lucky leprechauns we see on breakfast cereal or Tinkerbell fairies. This is, you know, the spirits of the dead coming out, cautionary tales. And I'm sure Bram absorbed all that stuff as a young boy, and that just, you know, kind of came out of his brain years later when he connected with the London Library and did all the research about present-day fascination and concerns about real vampire scares.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting to know even a little bit more about his life and how he lived, and his spouse, Florence, who he actually stole away from Oscar Wilde, am I right?
Well, you know, people say stole away. I think what she found was Bram offered much better prospects. He had just got the job offer with Henry Irving, who had just purchased the London Library, and invited Bram to come over to London to be his stage manager and his personal secretary. And he was unmarried at the time, and he'd been courting Florence, who had been going out with Wilde, but it was like, this is the chance, and she aspired to sort of be an actress herself. So the prospects looked better with Bram, and you know, they got quickly married in 1879 and zipped off to London and had their child, and that's what gave him the opportunity to live the life they really wanted. It was the world of the theater, that creative side of him came out, and it gave him the opportunity in his free time, what little free time he had, to actually write stories, and quite a few of them, not just Dracula.
Yeah. How fun is it for you to manage Bram's estate?
Well, honestly, that's not the fun part, because that's like negotiating contracts for intellectual property rights. You know, the fun part is representing it. You know, there are two great-grandsons alive, Bram's great-grandsons, two retired chartered accountants, and they have cool stuff, and they have some stories, because they were actually raised by Bram's son. So I think it's more fun being the spokesman that gets to chat about this, and not just Halloween. I travel all over the world when there's film festivals, literary festivals, when I have books out, you know, about Dracula or about Bram, or filming documentaries where I take people to Transylvania to look for the site of Bram Stoker's fictional castle of Dracula, or Dublin, Ireland, where he created it, or Cruden Bay, Scotland, where he wrote it. So it's a gas. I mean, I have so much fun with it, but I take it seriously as a relative, as an indirect descendant. I feel it's my duty to spread the word of Dracula so people will ultimately understand who Bram Stoker was, while they all swoon over the Count Dracula himself.
Oh, so well said. I love that description. I want your gig. Oh, what a great job. What a great job you have. What's the number one question that you get when you take all these tours and talk to all these people and do all these documentaries? What is there one question everybody seems to nail you with?
Well, Kate, you've already asked it. You know, what inspired Bram Stoker to write it? And again, it's wonderful, because if he had left us that information, I think the fascination would have been a lot less. But since it hasn't been definitively discovered, I did find a lost journal of his, but it wasn't the type of journal like a diary where you write personal things in it about what you're doing each day. It was more a commonplace book where he wrote stuff in it, thoughts and ideas, observations that came out years later. So that gave me an insight into his brain, but I still, nobody really knows for sure why, you know, what was the one thing? And I'm convinced it's sort of, you know, pardon the pun, like an Irish stew. It's an accumulation of his Irishness, of his observations and things that he saw around his country when he was a inspector of petty sessions and traveled the country in trains and carriages like Harker did, but also the combination of the studying he did in the London Library. And also, he wasn't the first guy to invent vampires. There were books written before that, but he just managed to do it right. And most importantly, he brought Count Dracula from this foreign land with all the superstitions and scariness that he brings to London just after the Jack the Ripper murders were going on unsolved. And so now he's got an audience that are already scared to death about evil in their city. He's delivered Count Dracula to London and just scared the heck out of everybody.
Yeah, one can imagine, because as you said, everything was about Jack the Ripper then, and then you think of this Dracula character. And you know a lot about Dracula with, of course, everything that you're doing, but you're also the international best-selling co-author of Dracula, the Undead. Tell us more about that book.
Well, I've done two of them. I've done a sequel, which I kind of did like Star Wars. I did it backwards. I did a sequel, and then I did a prequel. And so both books have been international bestsellers. The sequel continues the story of Dracula 25 years after the story ended. And we all know that there was a child born at the very end of the story. Mina had a child. The question is exactly how is that child affected by the, let's just call it the blood exchange that Mina had with the Count. And so I thought, boy, it'd be interesting to think, what would that person think about? What would they be like 25 years later? And if they started asking their mom and dad, hey, what went on? Why are you talking about these things? Why are you referencing kind of quietly about this Dracula guy? And that you know, took on a life of its own. And then the prequel was the one that had just came out 2 years ago, and the paperback came out, and the film rights have been sold to Paramount. That's all Bram's story, yet fictionalized. So it was Bram Stoker growing up, this mysterious childhood illness that he had, which he really did have, and a miraculous recovery, which he really did have. But nobody knows really how he recovered. And so I did the old what if. What if there was something that led Bram Stoker to believe that vampires were real? Therefore, maybe there was some supernatural intervention. And so he had to write Dracula as a warning to the world that vampires are real. So much like he wrote his book, Dracula, as a novel that's happening in real time in real places, J.D. Barker and I did the same thing with Dracula, and it's been a big hit.
Yeah, oh, well, I can imagine. I love that you flipped the script, so to speak. Dacre, for you on Halloween, is there any other costume? You can't dress as anything, right? You have to be Dracula.
You know, everybody asks me that. That's probably the second most asked question, Kate. I actually try to dress as Bram. Because you think about it,
nice.
He's underexposed, you know. Dracula has a much better press agent, and everyone dresses as Dracula. But I try to say, wait a sec, let's remind everybody, I dress as Bram. I kind of get that, you know, the clothing that he would wear on opening nights at the Lyceum Theater, the tails, you know, the white tie. I have a couple of cool little accents with bats and kind of stuff with it. But I prefer to sort of be a little more subtle and let people realize that, you know, Ireland is the home of Halloween. Remember Bram Stoker during Halloween.
Perfect. So well said. Remember that, because the Irish, of course, invented everything, and they did invent Halloween. And you get to talk about the coolest guy from history in talking about, again, Bram and what he brought to life, Dracula. And, boy, certainly my childhood played a very big role. Dacre, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. Let me just say one more thing. If your listeners want to learn anything more about what I do or Bram does, check out BramStokerEstate.com. It's got all this cool clearinghouse for information about my famous great-granduncle and also the books we just chatted about.
Dacre, thank you.
Take care. You have a happy and safe Halloween, Kate.
Yeah, you too. those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm taking you to England on a really interesting adventure for a conversation with a wonderful woman. Her name is Helen Brathwaite, and she's the author of this book that could be a game changer for, I think, anyone. I Will Survive is the name of it, having the courage, determination, and inner strength to endure, to undergo hardships without conceding, and to emerge as the victor. I love that part. Instead of the victim. Oh, the victim mentality when you have pain and you have things that are troubling you. This is the book to unlock all of that, and her story is so interesting. Helen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about first your journey from Trinidad to the UK. What was that like? Because that's where we really start.
That's right. Yes, I was excited, of course, but then I was very heartbroken to leave home and family behind, and I came from a large family. So it was, yes, very sad, very, very sad. But I didn't want to let them know that I was sad at leaving home. So I left it all until I got on the aeroplane, boarded it. It was hard, you know, leaving them behind at immigration to get on the aeroplane. But once I got on there, I think I cried all night. It was an overnight flight. And yeah, so.
And then you come to the UK, though, and you start this brilliant career as a nurse. You
yes,
go in a lot of different
that's
directions.
That's right.
And how much yes. did you love that?
I did love that. I did love it. very much. And then I decided to do midwifery and then psychiatry, but I returned to midwifery because I love that the most.
Ah, so you went back to the thing that really...
I went back to midwifery, yes.
Yeah, that really inspired you. And then, like so many other people, we get thrown curveballs, and your curveball was a car accident 20 years ago. Oh, my goodness. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was... I can't really describe it. We were going... My husband and I, we were going to get some train tickets because I was going to take my daughter, my 12-year-old daughter, Natalie, to Edinburgh on a day trip on the following morning. And that we were going round this roundabout, and a car entered the roundabout as we were going round it and slashed into the left passenger seat where I was seated. And then my head went to the right and then to the left, and my occiput clashed into the post between the two doors.
Oh.
So it was excruciating pain. You know, it was horrendous. Horrendous.
Right. Right. And then that put you on the journey of having to deal with the pain and figuring out how you would survive.
Oh, exactly. And then I went back to work. I was on holiday. I had a couple of weeks holiday. Then I went back to work. I was worked on night duty, and I was feeding a baby, and I was on quite a lot of painkillers at that time, and I fell asleep for a second or two, and then when I awoke, I was still holding the baby very firmly, but my hands were almost touching the floor, and I was absolutely horrified. So I informed the midwifery manager that I felt unwell and I was going off duty. I didn't let anybody know about what had happened because nothing had happened. The baby was fine and I was all right. Because if I told anybody, then there would be a lot of investigations and form filling and the like. So I said, well, nothing happened, so I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
And then that just put me off. I said I did not feel safe to continue working as a midwife because it was a very responsible job. I was in charge of pregnant women and in giving them strong painkillers, controlled medication, and the like. So I didn't feel responsible to carry out my duties any longer.
So when that happens, then what do you do? So fast forward, how do you deal with the pain? And what is the big, juicy, big part of this book that will help so many people that it took you 14 years to write?
Yes, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, the following morning, I made an appointment with my doctor. And he prescribed me some painkillers, which were quite strong. And I'm very sensitive to medication and alcohol. I only have to smell alcohol. And I'm the drunkest person ever. So these tablets, oh boy, the side effects were, out of this world.
Wow.
So, and then my doctor referred me to a neurologist who prescribed me amitriptyline, which they give for nerve pain, and it's also an antidepressant. And I only had to take 25 milligrams at night, but it really knocked me out. I felt as though I was on Mars somewhere. I couldn't feel myself walking. I wasn't aware of what I was doing at all. So I would cross the road without looking, without carrying out the normal checks, and people would be blowing their horns and shouting at me. And I'll get on the bus and tell the bus driver, I don't know where I'm going. And he'll say, it's all right, I know where you're going. So,
wow.
It was awful. And then I coming downstairs with my washing, my washing basket. Well, I fell. My glasses fell off my face, landed on the bottom stair. And I sat on them, crushed them. And there were clothes all down the staircase, and the basket ended up in the hallway. I was a little halfway down the stairs. So it was just a calamity, a complete calamity. And then when I told the doctor what was happening, he said, that shouldn't happen.
So you knew.
It was just the same with all the tablets that I was given.
So you knew you had to do something. So you figured out ways that, and this is what could help so many people, and you talk about it in your book. You looked at aromatherapy, acupuncture, dancing,
acupuncture,
making yourself happy.
And those things worked. Those things worked perfectly for me. Perfectly.
So in the book, what do you hope people will read and take away from the book? Because, again, the main title, I Will Survive.
Yes, it's about surviving pain. You know, what's the best? It might give them some ideas how to cope with pain. You know, how to have faith and belief in yourself, and that things will definitely improve. They will get. It's not always going to be this way. Things will get better. You might not get rid of the pain indefinitely, but you'll be able to cope and manage it. And it's about managing your condition, learning how to cope and manage with whatever condition you've got.
Give us a little sneak into that. We're not going to tell everybody everything they need to get your book, but give us a little sneak of something that we can do to manage our pain. Let's say it's mental pain. Lots of people struggle mentally, especially these days.
Yes, I know. Laughter is great. Laughter and watching comedy shows, going out with friends, singing, a lot of singing and dancing if you're doing housework or anything like that at home. Put your music on and sing and dance and sing at the top of your voice. You know, you don't have to sing in a beautiful voice.
Right.
You don't have to be a singer. Just sing and you let it come from your heart and soul.
Oh, I love that.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I love it.
And
let it come from
you. You will feel the difference.
Yeah,
it releases endorphins, which make you happy.
Yeah.
Which make you feel positive about yourself.
Yeah. Well, 14 years to do this book and then having it released, that has to feel good. Was it a good feeling for you?
Yes, it was a wonderful feeling. I'm relieved that it's out. I just, because I'm not a writer, I've never done anything like this before. Is it good enough? Will people like it? Will they enjoy it? Will it help them? And I sincerely hope that it does.
Well, I think you're wonderful, and I think you're inspiring, and I think everybody should pick up this book. Helen Brathwaite, get the book, I Will Survive. You can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Kate, and thank you for having me.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.